Olivia Rodrigo is heartbroken by the U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Lizzo responds to the Roe v. Wade ruling with $1 million pledge. And rock stars blast the U.S. Supreme Court decision. It's Monday, June 27th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Olivia Rodrigo did not hold back on Saturday while sharing her thoughts on the U.S. Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The 19-year-old singer, making her debut at Glastonbury Festival in England, said she was heartbroken by the ruling. Joined on stage by Lily Allen, Rodrigo told the crowd, "I'm devastated and terrified, and so many women and so many girls are going to die because of this." As Allen held up her middle fingers, Rodrigo said she wanted to dedicate Allen's 2009 hit F You to the five members of the Supreme Court who showed us at the end of the day they truly don't give a shit about freedom. She added, "This song goes out to Justice Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, Amy Coney Barrett, and Brett Kavanaugh. We hate you." In May, when a draft of the SCOTUS opinion was leaked, Rodrigo paused her concert in Washington, D.C. to give a reaction. "Our bodies should never be in the hands of politicians," she fumed. "I hope we can raise our voices to protect our rights to have safe abortion, which is a right that so many people before us have worked so hard to get." Lizzo's upcoming tour will generate $1 million in funding for U.S. organizations providing safe abortions. "I'm pledging $500,000 from my upcoming tour to Planned Parenthood," Lizzo tweeted after a U.S. Supreme Court announced it was overturning Roe v. Wade. Live Nation agreed to match, to make it $1 million. She added, "The most important thing is action and loud voices. PPFA, abortion funds, and organizations like them will need funding to continue offering services to people who are most harmed by this ban. Black women and women of color have had historically disproportionately less access to family planning resources. This is a great loss, but not a new one." Lizzo's special tour, which kicks off on September 23rd in Florida and runs until November 18th, includes shows on October 7th in Toronto and November 7th in Vancouver. Green Day frontman Billy Joe Armstrong, Rage Against the Machine, and Black White are among the rock acts speaking up after Friday's news of the Supreme Court overturn of Roe v. Wade. Armstrong blasted the U.S. while on stage in London on a stop in the band's Hella Mega Tour. "F America," he told the crowd. "I'm effing renouncing my citizenship. I'm effing coming here. There's just too much effing stupid in this world to go back to that miserable effing excuse for our country." The American idiot insisted he was not kidding. "You're going to get a lot more of me in the coming days," he added. On the stage in Glastonbury, only hours after the ruling, Phoebe Bridgers declared, "F that. F America. Like, F you. All these irrelevant old mother effers telling us what to do with our effing bodies. I don't know. F it. Whatever." White shared his reaction to the SCOTUS decision in a lengthy message he shared on Instagram. White took aim at a political system that allowed Donald Trump, a professional wrestler as a politician with no experience in government, to appoint three conservative justices. "And now these three judges, completely disinterested and unaffected in what the actual majority wants and needs, have just taken the country back to the 1970s to start all over in fighting again for women's rights." Calling Trump a clown and an unchecked egomaniac, White addressed the former president directly. "You took the country backwards 50 years. I hope your dad is smiling and waving down from you from heaven while holding his hands on a record of all the abortions you secretly paid for behind closed doors." In a statement on social media, Rage Against the Machine said it was disgusted by the SCOTUS ruling and pledged to donate $475,000 US raised by fans to reproductive rights organizations in Wisconsin and Illinois. The band statement read, "Like the many women who have organized sophisticated railroads of resistance to challenge these attacks on our collective reproduction freedom, we must continue to resist." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.